Hello, organ lovers. Get on down to the B3 sound. My name is Pierre Svärd. I'm 52 years old and I live in Borlänge, Sweden. First of all, I want to say thanks to Jürgen Wolf and IAJO for letting me be the organist of the month. I'm very honored. What you hear in the background is the sound of the instrument that blew me away in the 60s. It's of course the Hammond organ. And in this case a B3. This sound is the greatest. I love it. Soon I will tell you my story how I became a Hammond organ player many years ago. The music in the background is from my first CD, Organ Jazz and Soul. It's with my trio Pierre Svärd Hammond Jazz and Soul Group. It came out 1996. With me on the record are Jon Ottesen on guitar and Hans Rolin on drums. On the CD, we had two guests, Per Grebacken and Per Rusktesk Johansson on saxophones. It's released on the label 4Leaf. I play it on my old Hammond B3 from the 60s. Well, now my story. So here I go. I was born 1954 and I show my interest in music very early. My parents, Britt and Enar, and Ruth, my grandmother, and Sten, my grandfather, on my mother's side, they noticed my musical interest and feeling. I started to drum anytime and everywhere. In a car, on a table, on the floor, on a wall, on my knees, with my mouth. Well, wherever I could find a sound. And my ears were always close to the radio. And when I was 4 years old, my grandfather Sten built a drum set to me. And I still remember when I was sitting outside with many people standing around me listening, I played and whistled. 6 years old, I got my first guitar. It was an acoustic rock and roll guitar. And I started early to buy records. My first record was Bebop Balula with Gene Vincent. And I did my first gig in 1963. When I was 9 years old, I played the guitar and the bass. It was pop music. It was Cliff Richard, the Shadows, the Beatles, Rolling Stones, the Kings, the Lollipops, Al McCogan. But when I was 11, 12 years old, something very special happened to me. I heard Ray Charles, B.B. King, and Mahalia Jackson on the radio. It was blues, soul, gospel, jazz. And that was a real kick. I could really feel it, and it was swinging and groovy. I heard for the first time the dynamics in the music. Dynamics, for me, one of the most important things. I started to play the piano we had at home. I played blues and I played the boogie-woogie. But then I heard the jazz piano players Oscar Peterson and Ramsey Lewis. I loved it. I loved the swing of Oscar Peterson and the jazz soul beat of Ramsey Lewis. But, I say, 1967, wow! One day, when I was listening to the radio, I heard a very, very special sound. It was Jimmy Smith playing the tune Organ Grinder Swing. Wow, from this moment I knew that this is my instrument. It was the Hammond organ. Thanks, Jimmy. I bought records and listened to Jimmy Smith, Jimmy McGriff, Jack McDuff, Gru Holmes, Billy Preston, and some more great organists. I was so fascinated how to play an organ, to use both hands and feet, play the melody with my right hand, chords with my left hand, bass pedals with my left foot, and my right foot on the volume pedal. That's the way I want to play. I started to practice to coordinate my hands and feet. And at the same time, I heard the great sound from a Leslie cabinet. Yeah, that's the thing. Connect a Hammond organ with a Leslie cabinet and it goes wow! My first organ was a Solina. That was 1968. Not the real Hammond sound, but the Solina had two manuals, bass pedals, volume pedal, and an inbuilt Leslie. I listened to my organ jazz records and tried to have my Solina to sound like a Hammond. And I'll tell you, I was happy. In 1969, I had my first real Hammond. It was a L100 and a real Leslie cabinet 145. I am self-taught, and it was not easy to find out how to use the drawbars to get the real sounds. But one way was to find record covers or jazz magazines with pictures of organ players, and I could maybe see how they had the drawbar set and the percussion and the chorus vibrato. I listened and looked and tried and played. Soon I found the sounds and I learned how to play the organ. But the real dream came through in 1972. I got my Hammond B3 and a Leslie 122. My lovely parents, Britt and Inar, helped me with all this. So thanks, Mom and Dad. If you visit my website www.pierreswart.com and biography, you can hear all this. You can listen to authentic sound clips from these years. I started my first trio in 1970. Since then, I've been having my trios. Members have changed. Nowadays, my trio is me on the organ, Jan Ottesen on the guitar, and Jocke Ekberg on the drums. And we are Pierre Suede Hammond Jazz and Soul Group. The style is a mix of jazz, blues, funk, soul, gospel, and pop. We have released two CDs, Organ Jazz and Soul in 1996 and Up and At It in 2001. So once again, the music in the background comes from these two CDs. The first two tunes are from Organ Jazz and Soul, and the last two comes from Up and At It. Up and At It is released label Marble Music. It's my trio with me playing a Hammond XB3, Jan Ottesen on the guitar and Jocke Ekberg on the drums. Joining us on the CD is the great alto sax player Per Ruskträsk Johansson. If you want to hear more of my music and playing, you're welcome to visit me on my website www.pierreswart.com. Back in the days, I also became a freelance musician. I have always liked to do different things. Though I consider myself an organ player, I've also been playing piano and synthesizers through the years. I've been touring a lot, playing with many artists and musicians, doing recording sessions, television and radio shows. I still tour a lot and I love it. I do things with my trio. I'm also a member in a quartet led by jazz guitarist Ulf Akenius. He's the regular guitar player with the legendary jazz pianist Oscar Peterson. I also play in a group called Now and another group called the Blue Pipes. Blue Pipes is a quartet with a Hammond organ, a digital pipe organ, saxophone and drums. And I'm still a freelance musician, guesting and playing with great musicians and artists. It's a very thrilling and joyful life I live as a musician. For me to be a musician is also to be connected to the internet. The internet is incredible. New meetings all around the world. People who love the Hammond organ, just like me. Well, I got to know Jörgen Wolf through the internet. What he is doing for the Hammond organ is great. I'm also very happy to have met the organ jazz promoter number one in the United States, Mr. Pete Falico from San Jose in California, through the internet. He's doing a fantastic thing for Hammond and organ jazz. He wrote the liner notes on my CD Up and At It. He has featured me a couple of times in his Yes Radio show Doolin Lounge. I had an opportunity in 2005 to meet Pete in California. He invited me to visit the United States. He introduced me to very nice people. For example, organ jazz player Celino Clark, who invited me to play and jam at his club in Harlem, New York. And also African Jamal Daves, who featured me in his radio show Jazzline. I jammed at clubs in San Francisco, Napa, New York, Cleveland. Through another lovely friend, John Bender in Cleveland, I got in contact with jazz radio host Dorothy Dot Martin and jazz promoter Jim Wordsworth. Jim organized a jazz organ concert with me and organist Melvin Bryan at Jazz Club Nighttown in Cleveland. Today, I also work close to the Hammond in Sweden and to Hammond Europe in the Netherlands. In 2002, I did a demo tour playing the new B3 in the Netherlands. So I will also thank Patrick and Birgitta in Sweden and Simon and John in the Netherlands. As you can hear, I do everything to let the Hammond sound come out and reach people. I was asked once to describe the Hammond B3 in few words, and I said, playing the Hammond B3 can be like and it can go wow and crazy. The Hammond B3 is a complete dynamic instrument. When I play the B3, I want to do it with dynamics and in a spontaneous way. That's my way of doing music. Well, now you heard about my story, how I became a Hammond organ player and my love for the Hammond organ and the Leslie cabinet. Today I have my old B3 and the new B3. I have two Leslies, the old 122 and the XB122. When I tour, I usually use the new B3 with the old and the new Leslie cabinets together. Once again, many, many thanks to Jörgen Wolf and IAJO for letting me be the organist of the month. And please be welcome and visit my website www.piersword.com. I hope to see you at my gigs wherever they are. So Hammond lovers, wherever you are around the world, let's groove, let's ring, and Hammond forever. Thank you. Goodbye.